Thanks for staying with us, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. Hey, check us out on our website, askthecontractors.com. I've been a contractor for well over 30 years. My success comes from the people on my website. These are the people I actually use in the business. Askthecontractors.com. Friendly, courteous, reliable, and knowledgeable people to help you get through your next remodel or home improvement project. How about Prestige Flooring? Earl Cruz is on my website. This guy knows his business. His showroom is out there in Rancho Cordova. In fact, I'm going to bring Earl on because also my favorite part of the show, the question of the week, has to do with flooring. Earl, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. Good to talk to you, as if I don't talk to you enough. You know, before we get rolling here, what can people expect when they come out to your showroom, Earl? When they walk through that door, what's the first impression they're going to see?
Selection is what they'll see. I have a lot of selection of in-stock items of laminates, vinyl, engineered, solid hardwood flooring, anything pretty much hard surface I can get you.
Let me get to this, Earl. I'm going to get to my question here and see if you can help me out, because every week what I do, as you know, Earl, I ask my listeners to send me questions about their home improvement project, and I call an expert in that field to help me answer the question. And so here's the question I'd like to see if we can answer. This question comes from Renee in Folsom. I live in an apartment and my neighbors are noisy. I need help soundproofing a floor ceiling, meaning she probably lives underneath them, someone on top of her. So the question here, what is the best way to soundproof between upper rooms and lower rooms in a condo? What would you suggest on that?
Well, are they trying to put in new flooring or?
But, yeah, let's assume they want to put in new flooring to take care of this problem.
Okay, the main thing is probably your underlayment. Is what you want on a upper subfloor. The thickest that you can get on an underlayment for engineered hardwood is probably a 4 mil thick pad. And we carry a gold pad underlayment, which is our premium pad. That will reduce a lot of the noise going to the bottom floor if you're walking on a hardwood floor.
And it probably doesn't eliminate it 100%. I mean, if a body drops up there, you're going to hear a thump. But
you might hear something, but you know what? The thicker your floor is, the more soundproofing you get as well. It just depends on which floor you get as well.
That's great advice. Yeah. So would in between the floor, would insulation help? I mean, I know the hardwood flooring on top of a thicker underlayment would be good, but there's also a space between there that maybe some foam insulation could be put in. That should help too.
No, it's just that when you're floating a floor upstairs or nailing it down underneath a pad, you don't need any of that because the pad insulates itself as well.
Okay, so this must be a pretty darn good pad.
Yeah, it's really good premium pad. It's thick. And then there's another option you could do is cork.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great. They use that for wall sound.
Yes, exactly. And cork minimizes a lot of sound. That's why a lot of people use it. You can use it for underlayment as well, and you can nail on top of it.
Wow. In fact, come to think of it, I'm sitting in my studio here. These walls probably have cork in them, so we're not hearing the... Wow, that right there is a really good suggestion. Cork underlayment with your hardwood floor or your carpet on top probably will do the trick. Because here's the other thing. Renee says that she lives in an apartment, so she'll probably flip for putting the floor down or get her landlord to help her out. But putting insulation in and doing all that, that's going to get kind of costly for a place that she's only renting. So if she wants to put a floor down, it sounds like the most economic way is a cork board with a hardwood on top.
Probably the most economic way is a laminate.
Okay, but still on top of the cork board.
Soundproof, any kind of premium padding would definitely work for that. Anything that's rated for apartments or HOA is STC 66 and above as far as soundproofing.
So if anyone wants to further this conversation with you, they need to give you a call or visit your showroom because it sounds like you have some answers here.
I will. Yeah, I can pretty much answer any hardwood question out there that anybody has.
Tell people where your showroom is.
Okay, my main facility is located in, it's close to Rancho Cordova. It's in Sacramento, though, 9816 Business Park Drive, Suite B, Sacramento, California, 95827.
Great. And again, this is on my website. So when you're if you're driving around out there, don't worry about writing this down. Go to my website, askthecontractors.com, and all of Earl's information will be there. And I'll tell you, it's very impressive when you do walk in those doors. In fact, it's like going to a restaurant and there's too many things on the menu. What the heck do I eat?
Exactly.
But that's a good thing. You want to give the client out there plenty of choices when it comes to their remodeling needs. In fact, I want to tell my listeners a little story about you and I. I'm doing a remodel right now. The flooring, the existing flooring, is 13 years old, and the client wants hardwood flooring in his kitchen. Well, he wanted me to match it. Well, it's very difficult to match something 13 years old and make it look like it's always been there. Guess what? I found the product through you. I bought the material, and as we speak, it's being installed. And I cannot thank you more for being the professional that you are to find me that material. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Todd. But yeah, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But yeah, in this case, it did. You know, you got lucky. Well, we found the same color, same kind of profile. So yeah, that's a great thing. We can find something like that. And all you got to do is pretty much bring in a little sample or anything like with a color code, a name, or something that I can find. Maybe I can find the product for you if you're looking for existing product.
Don't you love it when people come in your showroom with their little chip of granite and their paint chips? And
they're prepared. That means they're prepared.
They are prepared, and man, they are. Yes. They're there to. They're on a hunt, man. They're on a mission from God.
That's right.
Hey,
yeah, that's right.
You know what? I can't thank you enough for being on with me today, Earl.
Oh, no, I appreciate everything, Todd. Yeah, my phone number is 916-382-4574. Call me anytime during business hours.
You know, you're easy to find because I know every time I'm shooting down Highway 50, I could see you from Highway 50 between between Mather and Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely it. That's our main facility. It's very visible from Highway 50. We also have five other locations around Sacramento, so look us up. We're on, Google us, so you can find a place near your place if you're in Northern California.
But I want them to go to you, Earl Cruz at Prestige Flooring. Earl, thanks so much for being on with me,
thank you.
I'll probably see you again this week.
Will do. I'll be calling you soon, Todd.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I use Earl. I use his products. I use his services. The guy has never let me down. In fact, I just installed the floor last week that he supplied to me. My customer loves it. I love it. He makes it easy. And by the way, when I put that job out to bid that we just did, Earl came in very, very competitive and was just a little bit lower than the other bids. And I got the same product. The same product at a lower price, which means he's selling a lot of volume to be able to keep that price down. So check Earl out at Prestige Flooring and let him work for you. Hey, I want to expand a little bit on this sound too, because it's not just flooring. I know when I built my home, it's going on 12 years now, I decided inside my home to insulate all the interior walls, and that helped so much, and so much so that every time I do a remodel now where the walls are exposed, I tell the client, please take the time. It's not very expensive. Put insulation in between these walls in the interior part of the house, not because it's going to keep the cold out of one side or the other or the heat in one side or the other. It's for sound. You walk into my home and it's deafening. You stand there and you cannot hear anything that's going on any part of the house, on the other side of the house or any other parts for that matter. So putting insulation in your interior walls is extremely important to do to keep the noise level if you'd like a nice quiet home. And then also, like I mentioned with Earl, it's a little expensive to put foam insulation in between an upper and lower floor. But if you can get some type of insulation in there, that is too going to help very, very much to keep that noise down. I remember I used to live in an apartment out in Greenhaven, and the people upstairs in their apartment and I'm downstairs, and it sounded like those two should never be together because all they did was argue all the time. And I wish I could have found a way to soundproof that ceiling. But anyways, hey, question of the week. Renee, thank you very much for sending that question to us. Hey, if you have a question for AskTheContractors.com. Send me your question. Ask me your home renovation and home remodeling question from our link on the homepage at AskTheContractors.com. We answer your question right here on the air. And sometimes, if it's available or you're available, we'll bring you on the air to help talk about that question. I love doing that also. So, hey, stay with us, everyone. Next, we have Smart Home Technology, Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. We're going to be talking about all the latest innovations for your home. I'm Todd Bird. Stay with me. I'll be right back. This does not mean I don't love.